from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins. This week, Nigel is reporting from Gettysburg. It's an amazing and very evocative couple of minutes in which he talks about leadership under duress. So I'll be handing over to Nigel in just a sec. But before that, I'd just like to say that we're going to have 2 weeks off as we are on holiday. So enjoy the next 2 weeks if you're holidaying yourselves or otherwise. And we'll see you towards the end of July.
From Scratch.
This is the first time that From Scratch has been recorded from a battlefield. This is Nigel Payne. Welcome to Gettysburg. I've been with a group of students and we've been walking around and driving around the Gettysburg battlefield in Pennsylvania. Gettysburg is one of the most famous battles of the US Civil War and really marked the turning point when the Union forces overcame the Confederate forces over 3 days, July 1st to 3rd, 1863, but with huge loss of life. It was also the first time that Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general, had suffered defeat, and Lee never really recovered from that defeat, neither did the Confederacy. So what did I learn? It's extraordinary how decisions made in haste, under pressure, with very limited amounts of knowledge, become the critical decisions in something like the Gettysburg Battle. The Union General Meade had only been appointed head of the army 3 days before the battle, so to say that he'd never taken on a whole army or was inexperienced was an understatement, and he was pitted against a very clever tactician, Robert E. Lee. But he made some smart decisions and he had some smart generals under him. And in the end, on that third day, they prevailed. So let me give you some of my Gettysburg lessons. The first is that if you think you're always going to get all the information you need to make a very clear and obvious decision, you're probably wrong. Second, have good lieutenants. If you've got people you can trust who see more of the picture or bits of the picture that you can't, listen to them, trust them. Thirdly, you have to make decisions. And sometimes those decisions are, as Meade did, to back off, regroup, and wait for the next day, not to always go on the offensive. Defensive works well. And finally, always celebrate the courage and bravery of people around you. Don't try and take all the credit. Gettysburg is a testimonial to, on the one level, enormous human tragedy. Thousands of people lost their lives, but also a massive tribute to human resilience. It's a remarkable place and it's very, very well preserved. It's part of the US Parks Service. If you're ever in Pennsylvania, it's worth taking a little detour to the battle side of Gettysburg.
From Scratch.